Right, let's go to Cape Town now. The man accused of murdering 8-year-old Tasnay van Wyk has appeared in court this afternoon. 50-year-old man was arrested in Cradock in the Eastern Cape on Monday. And upon his return to the Western Cape 2 days later, he led police to a stormwater pipe on the N1 near Worcester, where the child's body was dumped. Tasnay was reported missing on the 7th of February after being last seen going to a nearby shop to buy an ice lolly. And yeah, that's just another tragic story that happened. Let's go to Lizelle Persens, who's our EWN reporter who was in court this morning. Lizelle, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time. Earlier this morning, there were people chanting, "We want justice," fighting to make their way inside court. And it was already a packed court and it looked very chaotic. Take us there outside court. How did things transpire this morning?
The minute everyone arrived, at court, they were already greeted by dozens and dozens of protesters, angry community members wanting justice, calling for action, calling to find this man, to see the alleged killer. They wanted to see a glimpse of this man. In fact, when we eventually entered the courtroom, it was already packed. In fact, more people in the passage were banging on doors. Absolute chaos erupted outside court scene this morning. So inside and outside court, people are enraged. In fact, the court case itself, the matter was delayed by quite some time because authorities, police inside the courtroom, the court clerk, all authorities were calling for calm to be restored inside the courtroom. As a result of the chaos, they were not willing to bring the accused up to face the magistrate due to the fact that there was just absolute chaos. But of course, eventually the man appeared.
Yeah, and when he appeared, the case then was postponed. How has the community reacted to that?
The community are obviously still quite outraged. So the matter was officially postponed to the 17th of April for further investigation. What we also heard in court this morning was that the accused, so he basically entered the courtroom, he covered his face, you could still not see his face as he was wearing a black striped shirt, pulled it over his head not to face anyone, but we also heard that he had sustained several injuries whilst in police custody. In fact, you could see on his left wrist there were visible bruises. So he sustained injuries to his ribs, to his legs, to his arms, to his neck, so much so that he's having trouble standing up and sitting down.
And we know that he was on parole when he allegedly committed this crime. Do we know what he was convicted for in the past?
Yes, yes. We heard all the details. In fact, the National Prosecuting Authority chatted to us and alluded to the fact that this man has been convicted. This criminal history basically stretches back as far as 1981, where he was convicted of his first crime. He's got 11 convictions to his name. And it stands, you're looking at culpable homicide. It includes murder. It includes theft. So it's quite a lengthy criminal history.
All right. Lizelle Persens, the EWN reporter, live to us from Cape Town. Thank you so much for your time.